Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Okay, we're going to look at some stats and another caller, a listener and client, left me, and we were talking about sales and stats, left me this message.
Mark, this is Larry. Drove by the house. It is a classic POS. So good thing you didn't waste any time coming with Larry to see it, because it was just a classic. Anyway, talk to you later.
This was taken from the other station. We kind of edited that out a bit, and it was POS is what he was calling it, which stands for piece of something. I can't remember, but it's not a good characterization of the house. And he was just venting. This was before they purchased, about the, you know, what's out there and the prices and what's out there, and so that's, you know, he was, but happily, he found something and moving right along. Okay, let's take a look. We're going to do the weekly multiple listing update. One of the 18 sales for the last week of the year sold at asking price. I started doing that. I haven't really charted that. But every week, you'd have, let's see how good your, do you have a calculator, Jaron? Can you divide 52 into 1042? 1042. 1,042 divided by 52, because 1,042 is the number of single-family residential sales that we had this year, 2005. Having taken that just fresh at the end of the year, that number will increase as more sales get reported. As I mentioned, that was the fewest number of sales since is that the number 20? Basically 20.03, so 20 sales per week is the average. Last year, we had 1,187 sales. Again, we had a lot more sales. We had condos, mobile homes, land, and we had things that sold outside of MLS. A lot of times, some of the high-end stuff doesn't get in, and family stuff and different things. But 1,042 sales, single family, and in 04, it was 1,187. So I don't know what that percentage is, but that's 140. That's 140 less. 140 on 1187 is certainly more than 10%. 118, maybe almost 15%, 12%, somewhere in that range. So a drop in sales, and we have the distinction of having the fewest number of sales since 2001, where we had 1,054. And I went back just to check 2001, and instead of 1,054, it's now 1,068. So months and months later, you know, sales did occur and were reported for that year. So just to, you know, and then there was something in the paper here on, I won't say which paper, you don't know where I saw it. At mid-year, the median price stood at $1,240,000. I didn't check the first 6 months exactly, but that sounds about right, because the first quarter was just at $1,200,000. The second quarter is $1,265,000. And we had a huge number in the second quarter, 326 sales, a big number. That's almost, Then it said that from mid-year, it said by November, the median price barely inched up to $1,250,000, a rise of less than 1% over 5 months. Well, I checked that, and I got something higher. I mean, from 5 months, I got $1,285,000. So that's 3.5% increase. But the big kicker is, let's look at the quarters. The third quarter was so huge, July through September, that anything October, November, December, anything that was going to happen was, you know, if you compare it to that, it's going to be a letdown. It was the highest quarter, almost 300 sales, 292 sales. $1,345,000 was the quarterly. Now, year to date, I didn't do this today for the exactly at the end of the year, and it'll modify. I think I did it a couple of weeks ago. It was $1,270,000. For the year to date, I think as of December 16th, it was $1,270,000, which represents about a 24% increase from the year 2004. Now, yes, fewer number of sales. So why we should ever see a headline that says, home buying frenzy is peaked back in July, when the third quarter, you know, had a high number of sales. Again, they are correct. Fewer number of sales. Second quarter was 326. This third quarter was 292. So it went down. Fourth quarter, 201 sales. That's the lowest number of sales in a quarter in 5 years since 2001. The fourth quarter median price of $1,212,000 was still higher than the first quarter of 05. Still higher. But the first quarter of every year is always the lowest of the year since 2001. And the third quarter of the year is always the highest median price. Those are the median prices since 2001. Okay. I had a little more to say about the quarterly. I guess I did not allow enough time. We almost made it through. Let's see. I do want to give you the weekly stats. But the important thing was the year-to-date. And looking at the quarter, we did that. And let's see, 1,270,000, up 24%. The year before, it was about 1,025,000, the median price for 2004. Again, single-family residences only. And that was up 19%. And the year before that, 03, it was up 14.5%. So not only have prices gone up, but percentage-wise, they continue to go up. So it's amazing. It's amazing. And will it go up this high again? No one is predicting that at all. Okay, for the week ending, let's see, we got 2 minutes left. We'll zip through this. This is for the last week of the year ending December 30th. We had 15 new listings, a median price of $1,185,000. We had 8 people open escrow the last week of the year between Christmas and New Year's. 8 people opened up escrow, median price of $1,220,000. And we had 18 even luckier people, 18 very significant number in the Jewish religion. It means life. A median price of $1,200,000 for that last week. So just to give you, in terms of active listings for the end of the year, we finished up the active listings, and these are gross numbers. These are numbers that are including numbers, houses that are in escrow, because I want to compare them to past years when I didn't take out the contingency sales. 380 active listings, single family, at the end of December of 05. Last year at this time, 290. So that's a huge difference. 03 was 260. That's it. Happy New Year. Thanks to the callers. Thanks for listening. We're at the end of the show. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, to listen to past programs, search MLS listings, or call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you want to buy a property or sell a property or any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.